The movie The Full Monty surprised a lot of people. The subject of a motley group of middle-aged men rediscovering themselves as male strippers found and continues to find a worldwide audience. It's a stage musical now playing at Mono Valley Theater, and the theater's Dwight Martin is on hand to tell us more. Hi, Dwight.
Hey, Chris. How are you doing?
Pretty good. This is a first for us. We haven't had a lot of nudity on this radio show up to now, but you've got to start somewhere, don't you?
We certainly do, and I'm sure your listeners can see it all in their mind's eyes.
Well, they're going to have to be content with that because that's all we've got. But what was the impulse to do this show?
Oh, it's just so much fun. You know, people obviously always think of the end of the show where we have the full Monty,
mm-hmm.
But it's just a delightful musical comedy with a lot of heart. You know, it's about these down-on-their-luck guys, these misfits, and they just won't stay beaten down. They come up with their own plan of how to revitalize themselves and raise their self-esteem, and it's just feel-good. It's a lot of fun. You know, it ran for 2 years on Broadway. It ran 2.5 years on national tours. It got awards and award nominations, and the comedy is just as fresh today as it was in 2000 when the show first came out.
I think, Dwight, you hit on what the source of that popularity, because it isn't necessarily based on a fascination with the phenomenon of male strippers. It's more about discovering yourself and making something of yourself when you've met some disadvantages. Yeah,
it truly is. It truly is. At the core of the story is a gentleman who needs to come up with some money in order to pay child support and continue having visitation privileges with his 12-year-old son. That's at the core of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes up with this scheme and gets these other characters who used to be employed at the same steel mill where he was, and they conjure up this plan to try and come up with some money, but even more importantly, to come up with something that makes them restore their dignity and feel like they're important members of the community. So it's got great heart. On top of that, it's just hilarious.
Yeah,
it is
yeah.
So funny. Everyone has their particular story, their backstory. All the characters are well-developed, so it's interesting. And, the fact that they're building up to the full Monty is just sort of the icing on the cake.
You know, one of the things that both the movie and the play have managed to do is take a subject that is to retain a sense of innocence around this subject. Yeah,
true. Yeah. You know, these are simple people,
mm-hmm.
But they have lives like all of us have, and they want to feel good about themselves, and they want to be meaningful contributors to their communities and to their families, and. It's just a great group of people, and it's just a lot of fun. It really is. We have, by the way, a very special cast member, and I'll bet you couldn't guess who or what that is. That's a terrible lead-in, isn't it?
No, I'm entirely intrigued, and I'm pretty much guaranteed that I couldn't.
All right, so here it is. Our special cast member is a 2013 smart car. The story requires a car at one point.
Uh-huh.
And our technicians and designers were so challenged of how to achieve that, how to affect that, and it turns out that somehow, miraculously, our technicians fit the building around this car, and it appears on stage for a scene. So we're extremely grateful to Hawaii Smart Car Rentals for their kakua. So we have a 2013 smart car in our cast.
So that's quite the coup de théâtre, Dwight. You got a car on stage. How do you get rid of it when you're done with it?
All right, we're not there yet, Chris. So I can't answer that. The technicians just got it in the building, and we're letting them have a cool off period. They had to rearrange the whole back area, as you can imagine, to roll it through the one set of doors wide enough and so forth. But anyway, it's very fun because at every performance, the audience isn't expecting it. And there's a bit of a gasp. You can hear an audible reaction when the doors open and this car comes out on stage.
Well, does that mean the next time you do Miss Saigon, you're going to have a helicopter?
I mean, You know, we're not pre-ordering any helicopters. We're not pre-ordering any chandeliers. You know, the special effects are pretty limited in our 150-seat black box theater.
Yeah.
But we did get a car in.
Well, you know what happens when you go the route of spectacle, right? You have to top yourself every time, so.
Yes, I know. But you see, we can also take the counterpoint to that of revealing ourselves every time.
Okay.
So, hey, that's what we're doing in the Full Monty.
Well, that's
revealing these charming men and their delightful stories.
That's very much the whole arc of the story of this particular play.
It is, and you know it's interesting because you know so many musical comedies, you know, require glitz and glam. You know, it's all about that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This one is about these guys, you know, and their families and. They're real people, and it's so easy to connect with them. It's a comedy, but it's still so easy to connect with them. You know, life is so complex. Here we are all stressed out these days. We have hurricanes, and we have fires, and we have floods, and we have nuclear tension. It's so easy to be stressed, and it's so easy to feel like the underdog, like these pressures are just holding us down, and how are we going to get through it? And that's the kind of stress that these characters feel. And they figure it out, and they decide that they're going to be empowered by life and that they're going to come out on top, and they do. And the audience is cheering at the end. It's just a great metamorphosis of six down-and-out steel workers who restore their dignity and come out on top.
It sounds as if you don't have to be – well, everybody's been a little down-and-out and left enough to identify with this because – it really seems to have tapped into something universal with this story.
Absolutely, because, I mean, I know it's cliche, but these are real characters. You're going to connect with some characteristic in each of them. You're gonna feel that personally, because haven't we all had these kind of feelings at one time or another? Something hasn't gone right for us, or something in our lives changes, and we have to come at things, old things, from a new angle. And that's what these guys do, and very creatively, and with a lot of charm, and it's just a lot of fun. It's a great feel good show, with some great special effects, and a nice surprise at the ending.
Sounds good, Dwight. Thanks very much for us. We'll look forward to that. Appreciate it. Dwight Martin is the producing director of Manoa Valley Theater, whose production of The Full Monty runs Wednesdays through Sundays until September 24th.